connect, engage,
change.
This is 702.
This is 702.
For the curious.
It's almost 14 minutes past 12 o'clock. You're listening to the Midday Report with me, Les Tikiva, but standing in for Mandy Wiener on 702 in Gauteng. Now, five suspects arrested in connection with a human trafficking ring in two provinces are expected to appear in court on Monday. Today, two men were arrested in Kuruman in the Northern Cape and three in Rustenburg in the Northwest, and they were arrested during a hawks operation that is believed to be linking those two cases. Police and hawks spokesperson Brigadier Hangwani Malahutsi, he joins me now. What do we know about this alleged ring in Kuruman and the Northwest? Are these cases connected?
Good afternoon. Thank you. Yeah, look, the cases are connected. We, of course, try to now to untangle the citizenship of this suspect. We work closely with the Department of Home Affairs in that regard. So I think by late today, we'll be able to know exactly who they are, their dealings in the country. But what we can confirm is that there is a positive link between the two, between this couple.
The cases are connected to alleged human and sex trafficking rings. How many, particularly women, were rescued from these homes in Kuruman and in Rustenburg?
We're talking about 11 women that were rescued. Six are from South Africa. We've got one from Zambia, one from Zimbabwe, and the rest are from Lesotho.
Now, a few weeks ago, the police minister, Bheki Cele, as well as the National Police Commissioner, responding to questions regarding particularly human trafficking, you know, thoughts of an alleged spate in abductions. From the Hawks' point of view, are you looking into these allegations that that there is an increase in abductions in South Africa, particularly linked to human trafficking? If I were to look at the crime statistics over the last few years, it doesn't appear to be on paper this link to people saying or people guessing that there is a spike in human trafficking and abduction in South Africa.
Look, there's been a lot of social media postings, you know, of recent, and all of these so-called cases, we have task members to look at them, and none of them were positive. We are also of the view as well that, you know, as much as we would want to help or assist people, It is important that people must refrain from posting such kind, because it then brings out a negative, people become very much apprehensive or afraid of what is going on in the country. Critically so is that if there are such cases, we are making an appeal. And we'll always do that. Let's open up cases rather than to post these things. And then when we find that there is nothing that links any form of crime, whether it be it human trafficking or kidnapping, you might find that there are cases that emanate from out of it. But to say that human trafficking is out of control in the country is something that I don't have the statistics, to be honest with you, but things are not out of control. We have a special team that deals with human trafficking.
Brigadier Hangwani Malahutsi, he's the Hawks spokesperson, unfortunately running out of time, but thanks so much for joining us on the Midday Report.